You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Jonathan Citrin, a financial advisor, media commentator, and international speaker and author on mindfulness and finance. Jonathan, always a pleasure to have you with us each and every time on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much for having me. Always a pleasure to be with you, and I've learned a lot from you over the years, so thanks for having me.
And you're more than welcome, and always good to feed off you and your expertise as well, Jonathan. So tell us, for starters, what are the global economic conditions currently, and what is the economic situation globally as well?
And so glad to be here to talk about this, because I think that you first and foremost to lay the groundwork here for you, Eric, is that we all have access to information these days. So everybody clearly knows something about what's going on in the world. But nobody these days really seems to have a feel for what is actually happening on a broad level. So first, I just think it's great to be talking about this. And as you know, I do as much as I can to get the word out there. Economically, on a global level, we had 2008 where the market just plummeted and jobs were lost, millions and millions of jobs were lost and trillions of dollars. And that's actually an easier period to make an assessment of what's going on. Everything was awful. It was really easy. Today, we've got some things that are good and some things that are bad in the world. And when you look around the globe, it becomes much more difficult for people to objectively figure out what's happening out there. And I'll tell you, if you do look, there are some items that are really powerful, that are really strong, that we've done that are going on in the world that are suggestive of a positive future, and there are some things that are very negative. I don't think it's a time for people to get excited about the future, but I also don't think it's a time for people to get too pessimistic. But, as humans, we tend to want to cling to one of those two things. In finance, we would call that fear and greed. But, just generally, people want to either be happy about something or sad about something. They have a hard time just sitting with something in its kind of plain and mindful condition. But what's going on in the world right now, to summarize my little comment here, is that the world is kind of moving sideways. There's nothing that's too good and there's nothing that's too bad. So it's hard for people to understand, but in some ways, that's not a horrible thing. We are doing fine globally. Things are getting pieced back together from post-2008. And I think patience is something people have to have right now, because there's no clear yes or no answer to how we're doing.
Jonathan, how would you say these conditions impact business owners? How should business owners interpret and react to the economic situation globally?
It's a great follow-up question, because there's this idea that I just gave you that things are sideways and there's no real, right or wrong. There's no real up or down in terms of where we're going from here. And as a great example, interest rates are very low around the world. But that's also very, a stimulus for what's going on. So interest rates being low does not cause people this fear that there's going to be inflation and this fear that borrowing is going to get more expensive later on. So for business owners, interest rates are not pushing people to go out and borrow. But at the same time, I think people should recognize that while things could get better from here, things could also get worse. And this is a great time when things are not moving way up or way down. This is a great time for business owners to reassess their business, to get more efficient and effective. Now is a really good time to be doing kind of the dirty work of running a business, because when the economic world is just flying, it's very hard to make a lot of changes because people are making a lot of money and the direction is straight up. And when the economic world is going down, everybody is panicking and cutting costs and cutting overhead. Now is the time, if a business owner ever was going to make some strategic decisions internally to reshift things, now is a great time to do that. Unfortunately, what happens to us, as you can hear me alluding to here, is that we tend to be confused at these times whether things are good or bad, so we don't know how to act. I would employ our listeners to use this opportunity now to make a lot of their changes in their businesses, not wait for things to be good or bad. Now is a great time to be thinking. You know, in investing, I'll mention that when you make a decision about a portfolio, you want to make that decision not with the market going way up or way down, because it can influence your decision. You want to make that decision on a day where the market is pretty quiet, or during a time period where the market is pretty quiet, because you want to be able to ensure that you're not being pushed into your decision by something that's going on outside of the facts of the case. Same thing with businesses. Now is a great time for business owners to be making decisions and being strategic about their business planning. So I recommend now is when business owners should focus even more on what they're doing and their internal plans, because sometime in the future, the external world is going to impact them, and that's not the time you want to be making decisions. You don't want to make decisions under duress.
And what would you say, or what is your best advice for the business owner on how to guard against the economy going really sour from your expertise and knowledge? Just touch on that, if you would. That would be very helpful.
Yeah, and thank you for the follow-up question. I think it's just perfect. It comes from, I know where you're hearing that from, and that's why I like it so much. We tend to wait until things get really bad, and then we make changes. And that's exactly what I'm suggesting to you is that I think that there are ways in our businesses, whether it's becoming more efficient, whether it's diversifying our revenue streams, carrying a little bit more cash on hand, being a little bit more wise about our business investments. There are things that we do when things get bad. And I would tell you that as a big broader way for our listeners to handle that question that you're asking is, now is a good time to do it. And how do you do that? Well, ask yourself, what would I do if things got bad? So every business is a little different. I mean, in a portfolio or in an investment company like I run, there are ways to hedge against the market going down. And certainly, whether you're selling ice cream or selling tennis shoes, there are ways that you can hedge against when the market goes down. Some businesses are cyclical. Some businesses are counter-cyclical. The question that business owners want to ask themselves right now is, what would be I call it a Titanic situation. What would be the ship starting to sink, and how would I rectify that? And make sure you have those things in place now before that happens. Our biggest mistake is that we're typically reactionary as business owners. We look at today's situation without a clear-cut direction economically around the world as a bad thing. But it's actually a wonderful thing. We have a little bit of a quiet here over the last 2-3 years, and business owners need to be doing and asking themselves these questions like you just posed. You know, I got to prepare now for what's going to come. You don't prepare for the storm during the storm. But again, specifically to your question, what exactly they should be doing, I think it's going to be more specific to each individual business, but generally I want business owners to be asking themselves, if we go to an extreme, either things get really, really good or things get really, really bad, how would that shift my approach? And let me put those things in place now. It's a crazy thing. So in a portfolio, as an example, you might buy gold as a hedge against market volatility. Well, if you wait until the market goes down and gold goes up to $2,000 an ounce, you waited too long. You have to actually do these things when they're out of favor. In investing, we call that contrarian investing, doing what's out of favor. And business owners need to do that to some extent in their business. Now is a perfect time for this. So I'm glad you asked the question.
And you're more than welcome, and great information there. Today we're joined by Jonathan Citrin, once again a financial advisor, media commentator, and international speaker and author on mindfulness and finance here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter simply at ePodcast Network. You can also hear our programming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Jonathan, your analysis is rather unique in your approach as well. Can you tell us more about how you view global economics?
Yeah, and I appreciate that question, because I think that the proof is somewhat in the pudding into what I'm saying. And And you know, we do. My theme here today has been that we're typically reactionary in what we do, and that's not just in business, but that's in our everyday life. Somebody, you know, hits us with their car and we react, or somebody, you know, gives us a check for money and we react and we get excited. And so we're constantly, like, I call us pinballs. We're getting bumped in every different direction. Sometimes it makes a really fun, loud noise with flashy lights, and sometimes the ball goes down the gutter and we have to start over. And we're always reacting. And I think for business owners, what you have to do is you have to start to slow your brain down a little bit. I do a whole heck of a lot of meditation. And this idea of mindfulness in business is something that's pretty new, but I have been preaching about it for a long time. It's very important for business owners to start to recognize that in our own brain we have all these innate flaws that come up in our own brain, things that we do that are very screwed up. One good example, Eric, would be what's called confirmation bias. So confirmation bias, just for a second here, is the idea that when we want a certain answer, we gravitate toward the facts that support that answer more than the facts that do not. So if I'm doing an analysis of the world and I want the world to look good or I want the world to look bad, I'm going to gravitate subconsciously to the data that supports my bias, and I'm going to end up thinking the world looks good or the world looks bad. So when I do an analysis for my clients or for an interview like this, I do it in a very mindful way. I through meditation and consistent practice, I've learned to not label, not have some preconceived idea of what I'm looking for, and just go out and look for the facts very objectively. What business owners will find, which is really, really powerful, is that if they start to read about mindfulness and meditation, these things that to most people are very kind of remote and unfamiliar, but if they just start to pay a little bit of attention to how their own brain works, they'll find that they start to look at their business problems and their business questions much more objectively. And therefore, the results become much more consistent. If we're constantly tricking ourselves into whether or not we should invest in a new, you know, power plant, or we should invest in some new type of R&D, whatever the question is when it comes to business, we're never really being honest with ourselves as business owners. So when you sit down in a time like today to do strategic planning, it's very important to be objective. And the way that we get to objectivity, whether I'm doing an economic analysis of the world or a business owner is doing a strategic analysis of their business, is through an awareness of how our brain works, through reading about mindfulness and practicing meditation, really understanding ourselves so that we can better assess the world around us. So it's a new trend. Yeah, it's very, very, mindfulness is new in general, but it's very new to the business world, and I'm doing all I can to bring it, you know, to the forefront, because we will start to make better decisions as business owners once we understand what's going on in our own heads, all the innate junk that clogs up our decision-making process, if you will.
And lastly, what can business owners learn from your approach? How can business owners use your mindful research style to improve their own analysis and planning?
I think it's just building off of what I, you know, just kind of threw out there, but it's first, the point I was trying to just make is that you have to have a recognition, or really an admittance. You have to admit that you're not as smart as you think you are. You have to admit that your brain is pretty darn screwed up, that we all have these innate tricks that we play on ourselves that cause us to be biased in one way or the other. Another really good one is called anchoring, that I talk about a lot, and it's this idea of when you go to the mall and you see that sweater and it was $500 on sale for $200, you think, what a great deal. But they're just anchoring you to $500, so $200 seems less expensive. And where I'm going with this is that once you have this awareness and you admit that your brain is really messed up, you know we have all these innate issues, that things that we do to trick ourselves, then you can start to work on slowing your brain down and improving your analysis. Your analysis will naturally improve. So I would just tell business owners, you don't need to change the way you're analyzing things. You need to change the way you're approaching, you know, life in general. You need to start to meditate and be more mindful. That will matriculate. That will, filter itself into your business decisions. So work on yourself, and your business will naturally improve.
Jonathan, always insightful and very informative. Thanks so much. Where can listeners get more information accordingly, and how can they be best in touch as well?
These days, social media is just, you know, the best way, I think, for almost everybody. So, you know, find me. It's Facebook with my name, Jonathan Citroen, or find me on Twitter the same. And, you know, you can, if you want anything in particular, you can certainly message me through one of these social media outlets. But if you just want to learn more and hear what I'm talking about, check me out. There's lots of stuff, always.
Jonathan, always a pleasure to have had you, and continued success, and certainly look forward to our next conversation right here on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks, Eric. Always.
We have been speaking with Jonathan Citroen, a financial advisor, media commentator, and international speaker and author on mindfulness and finance. And to connect with Jonathan on Facebook, it's facebook.com/Jonathan Citroen, and on Twitter at Jonathan Citroen. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.